He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, November 21st. Coach Gary Kubiak said today that Chester Pitts, Amobi Okoye, and Andre Davis should be able to play in Sunday's game at Cleveland. But before we hear more from Kubiak, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. The deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in soon. The Texans should be pretty healthy as they head to Cleveland. Cornerback Dante Robinson will start on the right side. Coach Gary Kubiak said that Jock Reeves will start opposite of him.
He's fine, Dale. He took all his normal reps this week. And you know, as we said yesterday, he's been playing as much as a starter. It's just that we had him in a certain spot, nickel. And the way the game planned out last week, we played nickel the whole game. So this team, we returned back to a lot more base against them. So he'll go to his normal spot. And, you know, like you said yesterday, it's a big 6 weeks for him because he's worked extremely hard to get back. He's been one of the better corners in this league when he was healthy, and I want to see him get back to that spot.
The Texans will face a Browns team that is coming off a big Monday night win over the Buffalo Bills. But the Browns starting quarterback Brady Quinn broke his right index finger in that game. How will that affect the Texans? Well, Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I broke down the game this morning.
This is a big one.
This is a big one.
I mean, they're all big. We're trying to get something started here, trying to save the season in Cleveland. What do you make of Brady Quinn, first of all? The broken index finger.
Right index finger on his throwing hand. You know, I think he's going to play.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Bye.